This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm a doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fix your radios, people. Okay, I don't know why that sound came out. That wasn't me. I was already going into the news. I was already going into the medical news. An article came out saying, can too much Halloween candy kill you? All right, so we have bags and bags and bowls and of Halloween candy all over the place. And this was a very interesting study out of the LA Times. And they say here, in order to give yourself a 50-50 chance of consuming a lethal amount, you would need to ingest 13.5 grams of sugar for every pound in your body weight. Sugar can be toxic, as you know, throwing you into like a diabetic ketoacidosis or a hyperglycemic coma. So absolutely, sugar can be lethal. According, though, to the American Chemical Society, you would have to ingest this 13.5 grams of sugar for every pound of your body weight. So if you're 100 pounds, then that would be 1,300 grams of sugar. Not 13,000 grams of sugar. And you'd have to, listen, I took Calculus 3 in college. Don't be knocking my math skills, okay? The average American man, they says, tips the scales at 195.5 pounds, according to data collected by the CDC. At that weight, he would have to eat and drink nearly 2,600 grams of sugar to have equal odds of living and dying. That's ridiculous. Yeah, 13 times 1,000 times 100 pounds. No, I was right about the 1,300. Leave it alone. That translates into 155 fun-sized Snicker bars or 102 fun-sized packages of plain M&Ms. Oh, how could you eat 102 of those? You know there's that one guy we talked about, Matt Stoney, who sits and eats incredible amounts of carbs or pizza or something in one sitting? That's so bad. I don't know if he has to throw up afterwards, but I'm sure he's going to try to do this, which is very dangerous. They say the threshold is lower for the average American woman. Average American woman weighs 166.2 pounds. In her case, nearly 2,200 grams of sugar would be enough to make life or death equally likely. To ingest that much sugar, she'd have to eat 214 individual Reese's peanut butter cups or 1,500 pieces of candy corn. Now, unfortunately, they can't really study this because you can't ask volunteers willing to do that, even though, like I said, there's a couple people on YouTube that are making a lot of money and a lot of headlines doing what they're doing. So scientists feed sugar to rats, increasing the amount until half of the animals are dead. And in this medical literature, the lethal dose is known as LD50. So the LD50 is the dose that takes where 50% of the subjects die. From there, it's a matter of extrapolating the LD50 for rats into an estimate for people, according to LA Times. So they say if you want to calculate your own LD50, multiply your weight in pounds by 13.5, then divide the result by the grams of sugar of your candy of choice, and the answer to how many servings you need to eat if you want. I really suggest you don't do that. All right, dangerous stuff. Halloween season is awesome, and what's really good about Halloween season is how it lasts weeks after, depending on how much you could get your kids to collect in terms of candy. I'm going to put my kids to work. Listen, we are still struggling from the recession. I know a lot of you guys think the recession is over, but for us, I can't afford to go to the store and buy the candy. You know how expensive that candy is now? Do you notice how much higher food prices are? Am I the only one that's noticed that? Milk is more expensive, cheese, butter. Now, I went to Smith's, and Smith's had some good deals. Smith's, if you bought two bars of cheese or cubes of cheese or whatever the heck they are. Those rectangle things of cheese, right? I don't know what they're called. Cubes? Anyway, you got 12 eggs for free. All right, so I was able to get eggs, like fruit, what, $1.29 eggs? Okay, so that was kind of cheap, so that was good. But buying candy or soda now is too expensive, so we don't buy it, which is good. But a lot of things are more expensive. Now, alcohol. Alcohol, drugs, and Halloween are a very bad blend. And an ER doctor is saying stop it. First of all, many of you guys are still carving pumpkins. You would think the whole carving the pumpkin carving thing would be done. They say injuries related to pumpkin carving are more common if people are intoxicated or under the influence of mood-altering drugs. A lot of puncture-type injuries, especially injuries to the index finger. So Dr. Robert Gatler is an ER physician at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. So he's seeing you guys come in cutting your hands on pumpkin carving. And you see, I never had my parents carve pumpkins because my mom would say, ooh, look at all these seeds. We can make something with it. Or we can make pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't like the taste of pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin seeds. I'm not a real big pumpkin fan. The only thing I like is when somebody has a candle of pumpkin spice and I want to get into the mood for the holidays and that kind of starts reminding me of Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff, then that's okay. So Dr. Glatter says, when you're sober, here's some tips for carving your jack-o'-lantern. Make sure your carving tools and hands are dry to prevent slipping. A lot of times you wash your hands and then unfortunately they're slippery. Consider using specifically designed pumpkin carving tools that are in specialty shops or online. They may be more useful to carve the rinds, poke through holes, scoop out the inside of the pumpkin without being too sharp. Carve the pumpkin fully before removing the top so you don't have to put your hand inside and cut near it. They say, in general, it's safer to hold the top of the pumpkin and carve with the tip of the blade pointing down to the floor. Honestly, no, we are not carving any pumpkins. The only thing I am going to be carving is, the chocolate, all the chocolate yummies that we're going to eat. Give us a chocolate pumpkin. I just love chocolate so much. Also, we already talked about a lot of concerns that people have with Halloween. By the way, alcohol, a lot of sugar. So you and your sugar that you are taking in when you're eating candy, you're starting to add alcohol, you could now double or triple the amount that you're taking in. So for those of you who are diabetics saying, I'm going to splurge a little bit and you're going trick-or-drinking, trick-or-drink, yeah, it's kind of fun to go around each house and have somebody pour some alcohol into your red cup. Problem is the amount of sugar you are going to take in is could be very, very deadly. So please be careful. For those of you that don't know that you're diabetic, very deadly as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, many of you are asking about the latest on what is going on with the Hillary FBI probe and the 650,000 emails. What are the latest updates in that? We're also going to be talking about Val Kilmer. Whereas Mel Gibson.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth. And falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. And when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of the emails I've received over the last few days are not health-related. They are very much surrounding the biggest headline I possibly of this century with what's been going on with the FBI, Hillary Clinton, and I hate to say it, Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner being back in the news baffles me. I mean, how he is continually in the spotlight. I've never seen a man in his underwear so much. I mean, even, but didn't David Beckham do Calvin Klein? Ads, was he the underwear model for Calvin Klein, if I remember correctly? I don't know. I mean, even he didn't make as many headlines as Anthony Weiner in his underwear. It blows my mind. And also what's pretty frightening is how Anthony Weiner possibly has turned the tides of this election. I have never thought I would see a man like this hailed by so many as a hero. That just, it's something you just, you can't write or screenplay something like this. Frieda writes, I'm 70 years old and have never seen something of the likes of this. She says, what do you know about votes and how to get your vote back? She writes, so many people voted for Hillary, and if she is indicted, they may want their vote back if they don't like Tim Kaine. That's interesting. You know, there was a lot of discussion of, well, people voted, they're going to want to get their vote back. I doubt it. I think whoever early voted were the ones that were diehard Hillary supporters, diehard Trump supporters, diehard independent supporters that had a candidate in mind. So whoever early voted were those that thought that something could unfortunately happen, an earthquake, a storm, whatever, tire blowing, and they couldn't get to the voting booth, so they wanted to make sure their candidate got in. So usually your early voters are the ones that are very, very passionate about their candidate. However, two points I want to bring up. One is, some of you that haven't been passionate about a candidate, but were passionate about the certain referendums or certain other votes that your state had, then in that case, yeah, then there might be some wiggle room there. And then the other, like Frieda brought up, is what if she doesn't like Tim Kaine? What's very interesting about vice presidential candidates is they never get really a lot of attention. Okay? Vice presidential candidates are usually supposed to be pretty low-key, okay? A lot of us don't even remember the vice presidential candidates with many of the previous elections. Pence, I love Pence from India. I think he is, Governor Pence is a great guy. We don't know that much about him. They tried, you know, the media will try to bash vice presidential choices, but if you notice, Tim Kaine hasn't gotten a lot of attention, and neither is, you know, so they don't usually spend that much time until, of course, something like this could come into play, where if Hillary is elected, and then it doesn't matter if she's indicted, she could still be president, and she has to be convicted to be kicked out of presidency per Article 2, Section 4, or she has to be convicted before she takes office. But if that's the case, the Democratic ticket wins the election, then Tim Kaine is president. So that does bring the topic of, if you early voted, can you turn around and change your vote? Now, according to Heavy.com, they say apparently there are some states, they quote Fox News, where you could change your early or absentee vote. These states are Wisconsin, Minnesota, New York, Connecticut, Louisiana, Hawaii, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. They say check with your local election officials, but the Louisiana Secretary of State said the Fox News account was not accurate, according to Heavy.com. They say in a few states it wasn't clear, so there could be more. They were quoting Fox News' as Trace Gallagher. According to Fox and Gallagher, they said Minnesota, Hawaii, and Connecticut, you have until November 1 to change your early vote. In Pennsylvania, you could cancel your ballot at any time. In Newark, you could request a new absentee ballot up until the day before the election, according to Gallagher. They said in Wisconsin, you could change your vote three times. Now, I can't confirm any of this. I got this email early this morning, so I haven't had time to do the research, and the Dr. Dahlia news team is right now, I don't know, I think they're asleep. I really don't know where the Dr. Dahlia news team is, honestly. These clowns, they don't even show up to work. Really, people, where's my Dr. Dahlia news team? Anyway, they're not even there. So, unfortunately, I can't check and tell you, but they say right now about 12.6 million Americans have already early voted. I already voted. And the number of Americans casting early ballots is up sharply. The early voting returns in some key battleground states are showing signs of strength for Hillary Clinton. They say Democrats are early voting in higher percentages than they did in the previous presidential election. And when news broke on Friday about the FBI Clinton email supplement that Comey is going to have to do to his original testimony, Clinton got up and told everybody, vote, vote, vote. There is now a mad dash and rush for voting. And apparently the Department of Justice has been very upset. Attorney General Loretta Lynch had been very vocal about Comey's wrongdoing. And Clinton has demanded that he release more details. And you know, what's really frustrating, it's very interesting. Thank you, Frida, for your note. And, of course, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, what this very confusing state that we have right now, this chaotic election, many people are very entertained. Yeah, they're very entertained by it, and I gotta tell you, it has been very entertaining. There has been really nothing boring about this election, except the vice presidential debate. That got boring. And we did start getting sick of the primary debates. And I don't think we want to see another debate between Hillary and Trump, unless, of course, it's dealing with the FBI. That's kind of some juicy scoop. But for the most part, it has not been boring. So this has been a media Lollapalooza. This is Christmas come every day for a year and a half with what's been happening. My problem is how do we look to the other countries? How do we look to the world? We do not look strong. All right. When we start to badmouth, when we start to reveal all these very deep, dark things that we really didn't want to see surface, like Bill Clinton's indiscretions and his allegations of rape, and Trump's video talking about groping women, and Hillary, and I mean, it's a very, very negative portrayal of America. We're supposed to be looking like the sign of strength, and we not only have been airing our dirty laundry, we've been airing Anthony Weiner's right underwear all over the place. And, you know, we are the laughing stock. And I am very nervous about the state of confusion we're in and this lack of leadership that we have. And I just hope to God that, we have the strength to overcome anything that could be upon us in the coming months, not only from whoever becomes elected, but in terms of any of our enemies wanting to take advantage. This is crazy. Now, mind you, I love the democratic process. I love that we get to vote. I love that there's elections. I love that we get to be informed. But this is just reality TV ad nauseum. This is us being immersed and drowned in so much lies and rumors and mudslinging from both sides that it is very, very frustrating. If Hillary Clinton broke the law, that needed to be brought to us immediately. What's happening now with the FBI tells me, and this is just my opinion, that there was a massive screw-up by the FBI. They are trying to cover their tracks, and they got a hold of some information that they couldn't sweep under the rug. And a lot of people in the FBI were probably so mad at what happened with James Comey, when he said, no prosecutor in their right mind would prosecute Hillary, that anybody with a sound legal background had to jump on that and say, look, okay, now, you know, you're drawing us into your politics. So seeing this back and forth, seeing this clowning around is so embarrassing. It is so frustrating. And, you know, yes, I would like to know what the FBI has. We need to know if Tim Kaine is going to be our next president. We need to know if we need to know where we're going with this. But right now there is a mad dash to the polls for Hillary Clinton supporters to try to get Hillary in. And this can continue if she gets indicted. I vote for let's find out early so we can move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's been a lot of discussion on this new revelation, even though it's not new, because Val Kilmer has been dealing with some issues and he has denied that he has cancer. But Michael Douglas, in an interview with the UK's Jonathan Ross show. He's a media personality, Jonathan Ross. He revealed that his friend Val Kilmer, who is 57, is currently fighting the same cancer that Michael Douglas, who is now 72, has been fighting. Michael Douglas said Val was a wonderful guy. It was a wonderful guy who was dealing with exactly what I had, and things don't look too good for him. He says, my prayers are with him. That's why you haven't heard too much from Val lately. Now, according to E! Online, Michael Douglas hasn't spoken to him in years, so I'm really not too sure what's going on with that. But there has been some concern. And for those of you who don't remember who Val Kilmer is, okay, you're probably very young. But Val Kilmer, a huge, huge actor, breakthroughing in the 80s as Top Gun. He was also in that movie with the cow. I forget what it was, a very famous movie with the cow. Val Kilmer was a Batman for 1 year, one movie, and a very good actor. Very, very likable. And from what I understand is Val Kilmer had, back in January of 2015, been rushed to the hospital because he had bleeding in his throat. So when we talked about that about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, we were talking about if there is bleeding of the throat, that could possibly be a cancerous issue, possible tumor. His rep had released a statement saying that the actor was being evaluated for a possible tumor, but later Val Kilmer denied the rep's statement and said on Facebook that he had a complication for which he was being treated. That's why he was in the ICU. It was the best place for him, and no, he did not have a tumor. I do not have a tumor. Then, in late 2015, he was walking around with a tracheostomy tube. Now, these tracheostomy tubes are tubes that are put in when you have a tracheotomy. A tracheotomy is where you open up the windpipe. And you open up the windpipe to bypass the pharynx or the throat in order to get air into the lungs. And so what happens is we open up the air tube, and we open up the windpipe, and we will then put your ventilator, or we will even bag you, all right, through the windpipe emergently until we could set you up to the breathing machine or the ventilator to get air into the lungs. And we do this if we have to bypass the throat. So if you have a blockage, if you have a tumor, if you have a nasty infection that's not allowing you to breathe, if you're a choking issue or whatever, you know, you've heard of people performing tracheostomies on planes where you have to do this opening. Not that I want any of you doing that. 20-30 years ago, somebody used a pen casing where they took out the ink and the pen casing, put that through to allow air to get into the lungs because the mouth didn't allow air to go up into it. So apparently around Christmas of 2015, last Christmas, Val Kilmer was seen with a tracheostomy tube. It was removed by January, and you see him in a picture, and he looks great. He looks good, he's happy, etc. So we haven't really heard much about Val Kilmer. But when Michael Douglas brought this up, it brought back to the spotlight the discussion of throat cancer. So let's quickly review throat cancer, okay? Obviously, it's a very, very deadly and scary cancer, but it's not very common. They say the average incidence is about 1.1%. So 1.1% of us will get it, all right, in our lifetime. That doesn't mean 1.1% of the population has it currently. It just means you or I have a 1.1% chance of getting this in our lifetime. So it's a lot less common than smoking, colon cancer, breast cancer. We have more of a chance of getting breast cancer, colon cancer, and other types of cancer. All right? It could affect the base of your tongue. It could affect the pharynx, which is where your throat is, your tonsils, your nasopharynx as it goes up to the nose. It could affect your vocal cords. And so symptoms of this could be cough, a sore throat that doesn't go away, getting hoarse, feeling like you need to clear your throat. And what's scary about that, and those are the early symptoms, what's scary about that is those get ignored for a lot of things. Remember I told you there was a patient who kept getting allergy medications from his doctor. He starts seeing me, and I'm like, how long have you been on these allergy medications? And he's like, for a while, just for my post-nasal drip. And I examine him, I take that tongue depressor, that Ostick, put it in the back of the mouth, make him gag, and here's a nasty tumor that pops up and then falls back down after his gag. And I'm like, you got something back there. And unfortunately, he was dead within 6 months. And so, and I'm not saying for those of you with post-nasal drip or chronic allergies has throat cancer, but the problem with throat cancer is it doesn't get diagnosed until later. Even with Michael Douglas, he was diagnosed with a sore throat. And it wasn't later until they said, you know what, let's take a look, and then they found that he had throat cancer. So, you know, as it progresses, you could start getting the swollen glands, you could start getting weight loss, you could even get ear pain, difficulty swallowing. So what I usually tell people to do is if you have a sore throat that doesn't go away, you've taken an antibiotic, or you've tried the viral route where, all right, it's supposed to go away in 7 to 8 days and it doesn't, then you try an antibiotic, your cultures are negative, and you still have a sore throat, get it checked out just to make sure. So as we talked about, the nasal pharyngeal cancer is the part of your throat just behind your nose. The oropharyngeal cancer is the oropharynx, which is right behind your mouth, the basic throat that you guys all think of. Your hypopharyngeal cancer is the hypopharynx, which is the lower part of the throat just above the esophagus with the windpipe. Then you have the glottic cancer that affects the vocal cords, the supraglottic cancer that affects the upper part of the larynx, the epiglottis, which is the piece of cartilage that blocks food from going into your windpipe, and then the subglottic cancer, which is the lower part of your voice box below the vocal cords. Mayo Clinic has a very nice review on this. You increase your risk with tobacco. You increase your risk with alcohol. If you got HPV, Michael Douglas had been very open about oral sex being the cause of his HPV. So HPV, which scares a lot of guys and still makes a lot of us scratch our head, why men over women? But unfortunately, human papillomavirus can affect the man very more frequently than women. They say a diet lacking in fruits and vegetables can put you at risk. That's very interesting. And gastroesophageal reflux disease, having acid that keeps coming up, affecting your immune system up there and affecting the tissues that are supposed to be protecting you, can do it as well. So, what can they do? Well, you know, if you have any of these symptoms, like I said, sore throat that doesn't go away, cough, feel like you always have post-nasal drips and difficulty swallowing, feel like you have something in your throat, if your voice is changing, if you're becoming hoarse, you need to get an NPL. This is a laryngoscope, or an endoscope that looks in, that takes a peek, looks around, and allows the doctor to take a peek and then do a biopsy, get a sampling of it, okay? They can also do CAT scans, etc. They'll stage it. Many times they'll do surgery. They will remove it. If they do remove it, then sometimes you will have a tracheostomy, as we saw with Val Kilmer. But like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean he had this throat cancer. He denied it. Radiation therapy, chemotherapy, from what we understand, why do I keep calling him? You know why I call him Mel Gibson? Because that new movie that's out, that new movie that everybody wants to see with the, it looks really, really good. Heartbreak Ridge, is it? Not Heartbreak Ridge. I have to, Hacksaw Ridge. Yeah, that movie. Apparently that's a Mel Gibson movie. But Michael Douglas had chemotherapy and radiation. And he was in remission by 2011. Now, Michael Douglas was treated back in 2010, was in remission by 2011. For those of you guys that are concerned about what to do, quit smoking. That's for the first start. Cut back your alcohol. You may be too old to get the HPV vaccine, but this is exactly why we're recommending HPV vaccines. Okay, and then watch your symptoms. But hoarseness, that's a biggie. If you start to get hoarse or your voice is changing, you have got to get yourself checked out. So we wish Val Kilmer well. From what we understand, he has not made a statement. And, again, this was Michael Douglas bringing this out. So he, you know, Val Kilmer may be fine going, what the heck is everybody talking about? I'm a fan, and I know a lot of his fans are concerned, so hopefully he's okay. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Want to apologize. I have been eating my apple, and I almost ate the little sticker that's on my apple. I always do this because I grab the apple. I mean, I wash it off, but if I'm not looking at the stupid sticker, I don't know. And I don't really look at the food when I eat. I just eat. I just trust it. And there was an article that came out talking about what the stickers on our fruit actually mean. Have you guys ever noticed that? I remember in the when I was in school. Remember, I am a Chiquita banana. Remember those commercials of the Chiquita banana? And they used to have these funny-looking stickers on them. So we would collect them and put them all over our polo or highlight, I forget. Our, you know, those ugly yellow-brown, folders our parents would buy us for school. Those are so ugly, so I put my Chiquita banana stickers all over it. Well, apparently there's an art to these. Wellness coach Dr. Frank Lippman says the stickers can actually be used in a clever way to find out how your piece of fruit was grown. They say every sticker has a PLU code, otherwise known as the price lookup number. There are three different codes, and the sets of numbers identify if the fruit has been grown conventionally, organically, or has been genetically modified, according to Dr. Frank. They said, this is according to Daily Mail, they said if your fruit has a four-digit number on it, 4020, then it means it has been grown using conventional methods. So right now, I'm looking at my sticker from Apple, and it says Granny Smith, USA. It has a couple barcodes. It has this little red apple thingy on it. It says 4139. So 4139 means it was conventional. That's why I got a 4139 apple. We should do some sort of a game with that. There should be some sweepstakes, you know, where your apple has a super code. You know what? That'll get more kids to eat fruit. The super code fruit thing. That could be pretty damn cool. Okay, anyway. So they say one example is bananas. Bananas all have the same code 4011 if they've been grown conventionally. Oh, that does it. I was wondering because I'm like, gosh, there's like too many numbers in this world. It's just too many pieces of fruit. So it looks like there's somebody out there right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, eating an apple with the same code as me, 39. Sorry, my glasses are off. Okay. Now, let's say you have a five-digit code on your piece of fruit that begins with the number 9. If it said 9... then my number 4139, that means it was grown organically. If you're eating something that was genetically modified, it will have an 8 before the four-digit code. So 8 means genetically modified products. So let's say bananas are 4011. If it's organic, it'd be 94011. Genetically modified, then it would be 84011. The codes are handed out by the International Federation for Produce Standards, IFPS, a global organization which assigns codes to fruit being sold all over the world. The idea is to make inventory checks and supermarket checkouts for bulk produce quicker and more accurate by standardizing the process. This has been done since the year 1990, which means my Chiquita banana sticker was just a sticker saying Chiquita banana. It had nothing to do with the code. It says it doesn't matter where a piece of fruit was grown or ended up. A banana in England that has 4011 will have the same code as it is in Texas if it was grown by conventional methods, no matter what country. So that's pretty, pretty cool. All right? You guys got all that? Yeah. See, I teach you something on this show. I don't understand why you guys act like I don't teach you anything. That's really mean. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Protein shakes are in the news. Now, protein shakes have been debated on whether they help you or hurt you. And for the most part, we've been finding some good things with them. However, we've been very cautious for those of you with renal issues, kidney issues, because they could worsen your kidney status. And for those of you with gas, etc. Remember, we were talking about protein shakes and supplements when we were talking about FODMAPs. But this week, a study from the University of Reading found that protein shakes could actually reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. They say the key appears to be the whey protein found in milk. which was previously found to lower blood pressure. In this study, researchers looked at 38 prehypertensive and mild hypertensive participants, and they gave them two shakes a day for 8 weeks. And they found their systolic blood pressure and their diastolic blood pressure go down within the first 24 hours of consuming the shakes. Now, systolic is your pumping pressure. Your diastolic is your filling pressure. Systolic blood pressure appeared to drop close to 4 points, 3.9 millimeters of mercury. Diastolic, 2.5. Even though they are small drops, these drops are significant enough to help improve cardiovascular effects. Moreover, they found in the study that cholesterol and triglycerides dropped as well. I wrote about this in my blog. Don't forget to find it on my website. Scroll down the blog area or check on my Twitter and Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show page. It's on that as well. Now, according to the CDC, 1 in 3 adults have prehypertension or hypertension. 33% of adults. Prehypertension is when your blood pressure is between 120 over 80 and 139 over 89. High blood pressure or hypertension is when your blood pressure is 140 over 90. Ways to lower one's blood pressure includes low-salt diet, so you got to get your sugar under 2,300 milligrams a day. For some of us, we even knock it down to 1,500 milligrams a day. Exercise, you need to work out about 30 minutes a day. You got to keep your weight down. You got to avoid alcohol. You got to avoid excessive caffeine. You need to avoid smoking, and you got to ensure adequate sleep. Now, if your blood pressure is high, it doesn't necessarily mean it's because you're not drinking protein shakes, okay? There could be a lot of other reasons that could be doing it. But remember, protein shakes and supplements could have their own risks. One is they're very high in calories, so you could have weight gain. Some of you will say, well, then fine, I'll just use it as a meal supplement. I will have my protein shake instead of my meal supplement. Well, that may help the calorie thing, but you may not be getting all the nutrition that you need. It could also cause abdominal pain, bloating. Again, your kidneys may not tolerate it. Your kidneys may not like these proteins. That could be an issue. Your kidneys may only like protein in its natural form, not dried out, manufactured, and put back into some sort of a powder or bar form. Another thing that has been an issue with protein shakes and supplements is heavy metal accumulation. They've been studying that if there's these metals or heavy metals and you're taking these shakes a couple times a day, you could then accumulate heavy metals. But the fact that protein supplementation could possibly lower blood pressure is fascinating. It's exciting. If it lowers your cholesterol and triglycerides, way to go. And, they also have to dissect out, well, are they still exercising? If the average person that drinks a protein shake is hitting the gym, they may have lower cholesterol levels. But the fact that they saw a drop is very important. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making headlines now, breaking news, they say Zika may cause infertility long term. The study of mice infected with Zika showed the virus caused lasting damage to key cells in the male reproductive system, shrunken testicles, lower levels of sex hormones, and reduced fertility. I repeat, Zika shrunk testicles in mice. Again, the findings are only in mice, but men across the world are now freaking out. Dr. Michael Diamond of Washington University in St. Louis, his research was published in the journal Nature. He says it has to be corroborated, and this is obviously very, very concerning. They injected male mice with Zika. After a week, the researchers recovered infectious virus from the testes and sperm, and they found evidence of viral genes in certain cells of the testes. Overall, the testes appeared normal, but after 3 weeks, the testes shrunk, and they lacked fertility. So we don't want to get Zika at all. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
Rebel. My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's